Welcome to the Beacon broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
We are currently dealing with a wonderful and an instructive text found in the opening of the fifth chapter of John's first epistle, 1 John 5:1, which says, "Whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone who loves him who begot also loves him who is begotten of him." And I told you on the broadcast Monday and again yesterday that this text is capable of examination from at least four different viewpoints, all of them yielding truth, all of them helping us to mine the meaning of this text and the truths that are found within it. It can be studied in terms of invitation. Whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Whosoever will believe that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. If you want to be a Christian, if you want to be cleansed from your sins, if you want to become a child of God, then here is the way. Believe the gospel. Believe that Jesus is the Christ. Believe that Jesus is the one appointed by God to take away the sins of those who trust in him. Believe that Jesus is the only way to God. The one who said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me." Believe in that one. And whoever does is born of God. And therefore, I can extend to you the invitation. Dear sir, dear madam, would you be free from the burden of sin? There's power in the blood of the Lamb. And if you will trust in Jesus Christ and believe in him, you, my friend, will be born of God. It is an invitation to come to Christ. But it is more, as we saw on the broadcast yesterday, and I pause to welcome you to this Wednesday, December 5 edition of the Beacon broadcast, and to thank those of you who are mindful that we need the financial support of our radio listeners in order to continue this Bible teaching ministry on this station. But as we saw on the broadcast yesterday, this text is not only a text of invitation, but it's also a text of confirmation. It gives assurance to those who are struggling about their relationship with Christ. They have believed on him the best they know how, but how can they be certain? How can they know for sure that they are, in fact, a child of God, that they have been born again? And viewed from that standpoint, we have three birthmarks of salvation. The one who believes the biblical gospel is born of God. The one who loves the Father is born of God. The one who loves fellow believers is born of God. All of this is taught in the text, and we looked at it on the broadcast yesterday. But now we go to a third area of examination, and that is to see in this text a word of explanation. It is a word of invitation. It is a word of confirmation. But it is also a word of explanation, and I'm talking about a fuller explanation of the gospel, because this text actually is quite a bit more theological than it first appears. And to know what I'm getting at here, you have to understand something about the verbs that are used. And the two verbs that I'm looking at are the verb believe and the verb is born of God. And you have to understand that the word believe is a present tense verb. It could be translated is believing to get the idea of present tense continuous action. And the verb is born is perfect tense. It might better be translated has been born of God. And so what we have is a statement that could more literally and accurately be translated something like this. Whoever is believing that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God. Now let me say that again. We'll talk about it a little bit more in a moment, but let's get the text firmly in mind, what it is exactly that this text is saying. Whoever is believing that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God. Now consider some implications of the text, and I will start with one that relates to the perseverance of the saints. Whoever is believing. This tells us the reason for persevering faith. The Bible doesn't promise salvation simply on the basis of a past exercise of faith, which is no longer a present and continuing exercise of faith. Far from it. The Bible makes it clear that all true believers have believed, are believing, and will continue to believe until they're safely home in heaven. And of course, there will be nothing but faith. There will be no doubt whatsoever. Banish forever the idea that a one-time act of faith at some indeterminate time in the past, or even a time that you can pinpoint in the past, is sufficient to save your soul and take you home safely to heaven, even if you renounce that faith, even if you discontinue believing at some point in the future. You're still going to go to heaven based upon this one act, this one exercise of faith, this one, should I say, supposed exercise of faith at some time in the past. I still remember how amazed I was, shocked really, at reading a book, and this would go back into the 1980s, and I won't identify the book of the author because that's not the important point of what I'm about to say, but this author was emphasizing strongly this idea of eternal salvation based upon a one-time act of faith. And he went on to say what could happen after a person believed in Christ and they would still go to heaven. And he listed just about every possibility. And I had to agree with some of the things that he said. Yes, it's possible for a person to believe in Jesus Christ and then fall into adultery and still go to heaven. Of course it is. Of course, not without being brought to repentance and acknowledgement of that sin and casting oneself all over again upon the mercy of Christ, like David in the Old Testament, who sinned grievously with Bathsheba. And read the penitential Psalms, read particularly Psalm 51, and understand the depth of the agony of his soul and the reality of his repentant faith as he cried out to God for mercy, for cleansing, for forgiveness, and his continued believing in Jesus Christ. Certainly it's possible to do most anything, but here's what this author went on to say, and this is the one that really blew my mind. He said, if you have ever exercised faith in Christ in the past, and I don't know if he used that exact phrase, exercised faith, but he said something like, if you ever believed in Jesus in the past, you could even become an atheist and die an atheist and you'd still go to heaven. What? That's what he said. Is that what the Bible teaches? Do you believe that? I certainly don't. Atheists don't go to heaven. If somebody dies in a state of unbelief, they have died, lost, and condemned. The only ones who go to heaven are those who die in a state of faith. That's why we sing, keep me, Lord, oh, keep me cleaving to thyself and still believing till the hour of my receiving promised joys with Thee. And so we can understand that one of the implications of this text is that the reason for persevering faith is the new birth. Whoever is believing presently that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God. He who believes will go to heaven, that's true. But that's not what this is saying. This says he who continues to believe has been born of God. In other words, the new birth produces persevering faith. That's what this text teaches. That's what the Bible teaches. Persevering faith is an evidence of the new birth. The question is not, have you ever believed? The question is, are you believing? I've known many a person who has tortured themselves with the question about, did I truly believe at the time I thought I believed? I can remember a humble man who came to see me early in my ministry, troubled about assurance of salvation. There was a time and place in his life that he could point to when it was clear that God was dealing with him about his soul and showing him his sin and pointing him to Christ, and he poured out his heart in confession of sin and faith in Jesus Christ at that time and considered himself to be a Christian, had every right to consider himself to be one. And yet as time went on, he was troubled in his heart, and he kept focusing upon that particular event. Did I really believe at that time? Did I really trust Christ at that time? How can I be sure that that was the real thing? And he just tortured himself with that. And he came to see me one day, and we talked about it. And I said, you're looking at the wrong thing. And I actually opened my Bible to John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever, and the old King James says, believeth in him. My New King James Version says, believes in him, and it's the same idea. It's the present tense. Believeth. Not whoever has believed in him, past tense, but whoever believes in him, present tense, whoever is believing in him, shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And I looked at this dear man and I said, are you believing now? Oh, yes, I am. No question about it now. But did I believe back yonder so many years ago? That's not really the point. The point is, the question is, are you believing today? Oh, absolutely I am. Then you must be born of God, because persevering faith is an evidence of the new birth. The only way you can be believing now is if at some time in the past you believed to the saving of your soul. Or to put it another way, at some time in the past you were born again. Whoever is believing that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God. And this tells us that those who are presently believing in Jesus Christ are believing in him because at some time in the past, the Spirit of God birthed them into the family of God. And the new birth produces persevering faith. If a person doesn't have persevering faith, in other words, if they're not believing now, if they're now an atheist, then evidently they never experienced the new birth, because the new birth produces many things, and one of the things it produces is an ongoing, persevering faith. And if you have been born of God, you are believing that Jesus is the Christ right now. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.